Well, Victoria and New South Wales are racing to get vaccination rates up as they contemplate new freedoms in the coming weeks. But doctors are warning that no restrictions should be eased before 80% of all eligible citizens are fully vaccinated. Both states are working on the plan for the rules that would apply to the unvaccinated at that stage. But what human rights requirements might they run up against? Gavin Coote reports.
Despite Victoria recording 514 new cases, the highest daily tally since the peak of its second wave last year, Premier Daniel Andrews is making good on a promise to grant small freedoms.
We've got more cases today, but we have a very high test number. We have a very high vaccine number. We said that when we got the 70% first dose, we'd be able to do some modest but meaningful things. And that's exactly what we're announcing today.
From Friday, vaccinated Melbourne and Ballarat residents will be allowed to gather outdoors in groups of up to five if they've had two doses.
These are modest. We've never tried to oversell them, but they're not unimportant. They are meaningful, but they're not meaningful in terms of adding disproportionate amount of risk to having more and more cases.
But doctors, via the Australian Medical Association, say easing restrictions before 80% of all Victorians aged over 12 are fully immunised would be reckless. Roderick McRae is the group's Victorian president.
And I'd hasten to point out that even when we get to 80% of people double vaccinated and waited the 2 weeks till they have their maximum cover, there's still something in the order of 5 million Australians and 1.6 million Victorians who are wide open. They have no vaccination.
In New South Wales, a second day in a row of 12 new COVID deaths. And with 1,351 new cases in New South Wales, Deputy Chief Health Officer Marianne Gale says it isn't yet clear whether infection numbers have peaked.
We're cautiously optimistic, seeing these numbers being relatively stable day to day, bouncing around a bit. We may yet see an increase.
New South Wales is on track to have 70% of over 16-year-olds fully vaccinated by mid-next month, triggering an easing of lockdown orders only for those who've had two shots. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the government is still getting legal advice on how things would work once it hits the 80% mark and whether people dodging vaccines can still be barred from venues.
Those issues have to be resolved in the next few weeks, but I just remind everybody that individuals themselves, it is incumbent upon you not to enter premises unless you are doubly vaccinated.
Employment groups have been looking for clarity on this, and Kate Ogg, an expert on human rights law at the Australian National University, thinks business will need some more direction from governments, though she points out there's already a precedent, including in childcare centres.
So there is a really important freedom of movement argument. But of course, on the flip side, for those people, especially people who might be more vulnerable to catching COVID-19 or having more serious side effects, their rights are the right to health and the right to life.
Kate Ogg says in New South Wales, there aren't all that many legal options for those to raise human rights complaints.
So New South Wales doesn't have a Human Rights Act, so equivalent to, for example, the Human Rights Act in the ACT. Now, people in New South Wales can make a complaint to the UN Human Rights Committee. The problem with that, though, is it's a bit of a toothless tiger.
She does expect the more thorny legal issues will be around the right to privacy.
When we think about the fact that we have to be checked before we enter a public place to see if we are vaccinated or not, that is going to create a lot of data. And there are really important questions about where is that data stored and who gets access to that data.
Human rights law expert Kate Ogg, Gavin Coote, our reporter there.